Well, you're probably dreading opening the mail this month, not because of the checks coming your way, but because of all the credit card bills that are coming in from the holidays. Joining us live is financial crusader and the best-selling author, Susie Orman. Susie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. I love the way you yell at people so gently but firmly. Help us out here. Now, they say that we did great things for the economy by pulling the plastic out over the holidays and spending like there was no tomorrow. Well, we found out there is a tomorrow. What do we do now?
You know what's so strange? This happens every single year. Don't you think it's about time that we all learned that no matter what gifts you give, no matter how far in debt you go to give these gifts, that a year later, even 3 weeks later, they can't even remember the gifts that you gave them? So are you all nuts? You spend all year trying to get out of debt, and then in 2 weeks during the holiday season, you get straight back in. Here's what you need to do. You need to, when you get your credit card statements, if they're enticing you to only pay the minimum amount due, you need to look at the amount that you owe. If you charged $3,000 on your credit cards to give these gifts, if you pay the minimum due, you're going to pay essentially $9,000 when it's all said and done for those gifts over time.
So what's a reasonable time frame to pay it back?
So what you should be doing is if you get a credit card statement for gifts that you bought, you should be able to pay those in full. If you cannot, you have overspent, you're putting yourself into a hole to have probably purchased gifts for people that they really didn't even want or like, and they're too embarrassed to take them back. And so whenever you get a bill, you need to triple the minimum payment due. If that's all you can afford, you need to triple it so that you get out of debt sooner than later.
Now, because you hardly get anything for anything you may have in a passbook account right now, would it pay to take some of that money out and pay the darn bill off?
You betcha it would, as long as you know that the card that you're paying down allows you cash advances or allows you a way that if you get into trouble because you no longer have any cash available because you just paid off your credit card bills, that you could do a cash advance or it will keep it open. I personally think if you have a credit card and you want a credit card, the only place you should have a credit card if you cannot pay it off in full every month is with a credit union. Because credit unions, by law, if they're federally chartered, can't charge you more than 18%. So if you're going to have a credit card, all right, but at least have one with a credit union, and they'll help you out if you happen to get in trouble.
Is there a formula to determine a reasonable amount of debt to carry?
The truth is, in today's day and age, with you not making any interest on your money, you shouldn't be carrying any credit card debt at all. And if you're carrying credit card debt, I don't even care if it's $500, that is your first sign that says you are living above your means. You're spending more than you are making. You're buying things that you shouldn't be buying. That is a sign of credit card trouble to come. So
now, Susie,
nobody should have credit card debt. I don't care who you are. And if you do, you're doing something wrong.
Your friends and family, I'm sure they hear you, and I bet you they listen to you. Does that mean you get stiffed at Christmas every year?
Here's what happens, and this is true. Katie and I have a niece and a nephew that we always celebrate, the holidays with. We have never purchased a gift in the past 11 years for any of us. For those 11 years, we have made the Christmas tree. We have made the Hanukkah menorah. We have made the gifts that we give to one another, whether it's from scraps of material that have been left over. And last year, they made us these little bandanas that we can wear if we're ever out in the cold. So we have not ever purchased a gift for one another, and we have the best holiday seasons ever.
Take that.
Good example.
All right.
Oh, boy. I bet she'd love those, some big, expensive gifts.
Susie, thanks. Susie Orman with some advice for you. Of course, best-selling author and financial crusader.